My name is Edmund White, and I am going to talk about Marcel Proust, the French novelist who wrote Remembrance of Things Past. I'm a writer who has written many novels. Probably the best known one is A Boy's Own Story. Proust is undoubtedly the greatest French writer of the 20th century, and many people claim the best writer in any language. He died in 1922 at age 52, so he very much represents a kind of bridge between the 19th century and the 20th, and he was a man who was entirely homosexual, half Jewish, and so quite a bit of an outsider, and yet from a kind of a high upper middle class family. His father was a famous doctor, and he had tremendous social ambitions when he was in his teens and 20s, and then later he turned against that and realized that those ambitions were slightly ridiculous, but his years in high society had provided him with the great subject matter of his 7-volume book, which is called Remembrance of Things Past, or now in the newest version it's translated more literally as In Search of Lost Time. I first read Proust when I was a teenager and even wrote a little senior paper in high school about a tiny aspect of Proust. And I think it had a disastrous effect on me when I was young. It made me terribly snobbish and want to meet nothing but dukes and duchesses. In a way, the very thing that Proust was condemning, I sort of didn't get and was infected by. And I think it also had a disastrous effect on my style, because he writes extremely long sentences that are very ornate. And I think a lot of my early writing was marred by this contact. Proust, like a lot of great writers, like Henry James, for instance, is someone who has such a distinctive style, even an idiosyncratic and bizarre style, that he's not really a very good influence on other people. He's not a model. I think maybe I followed in my response. I've read Proust now maybe 4 times, and I think each time he's meant something entirely different to me. And I think now that I'm in my late 50s, I think perhaps I have a view closest to the one he really intended, which is one of interest in art and its redeeming value in our lives, and a belief in love, and as more almost a form of torture than of consolation, but at least as one of the great events of life. I think where I really differ from Proust is that he came to despise friendship, and I take it quite seriously. Maybe I'd rank it even above love. I think that now, though, upon reflection, I really do prize art above everything else, much as Proust himself did. Proust is very supremely intelligent, but not particularly intellectual. He doesn't require any additional cultural information. All he requires is that you sort of stick with it. And there are longueur in the books. I mean, there are moments when you feel that if he analyzes the meaning of missing mama's kiss at bedtime one more time, you'll scream. But nevertheless, I think in general, he talks about the things that people actually do think about, like love and friendship and sex and art and beauty, and he also is one of the supreme analysts of society and how it works, and how snobbishness and ambition infect and self-love infect almost all social relationships, and that those are the things that he understands very well. His concerns are ours, and his language, though elevated, and his grammar complicated, nevertheless, he doesn't require any outside information. You can start at the beginning and read to the end. You learn a lot about human nature as you go along, but it isn't really a especially difficult book.